welcome back to Swim Swam's Top 5 Swims at the 2020 Olympic Games, Day 3. Coming in at number 5, 16-year-old David Popovici, 144.68, 200-meter freestyle. That swim breaks the European junior record and comes within 6/100ths of the world junior record held by Huang Sun Wu, who also swam in that 200 free final. Number 4, the British are coming. Tom Dean and Duncan Scott go 1-2 in men's 200 freestyle, both going 144.2s. This dips under Duncan Scott's old British record of 144.4. Now I'll admit, numbers 4, 3, and 2 were all extremely close, so it's kind of like a tie for second, but we had to rank them, so here you go. Number 3, Lydia Jacoby's 104.95 100-meter breaststroke that not only wins her gold, but breaks a U.S. national age group record as well for the 17-18 age group. 17-year-old breakout star dethrones Lily King, who won bronze in that same heat at 105.5. Coming in at number 2, Yevgeny Rylov, 51.98 in the men's 100-meter backstroke, going 1-2 with his countrymate of Klement Kolesnikov, who dropped a 52.0. This marks a new Russian and European record for Rylov. And coming in at number 1, the top swim of the night, Kaylee McEwen, backs up her world record swim in the 100-meter backstroke with an Olympic record and the number 2 swim of all time in that 100-meter backstroke. She drops a 57.47, just 0.02 off her best time and world record to win gold over Kylie Moss and Reagan Smith.
Belly flop of the day, men's 200 meter butterfly. This is my event. This hurts my soul. 14 swimmers, 155 or slower. This is the Olympic Games, it's 2021. They should be swimming faster than that. But really the entertaining part, Chad Leclos, 450 of his 200 butterfly, 31.8. The gorilla's on his back. That was painful to watch. Still seated third. He could turn that belly flop into a silver medal.
It was not a good night for defending champions and American first seeds. Ryan Murphy and Lily King both failed to defend their 2016 Olympic titles, while Reagan Smith lost her Olympic record in the 100 backstroke and was relegated to bronze in that final.
After tonight, I would like to be a fly on the wall in that Team USA meeting and hear what the team captains have to say. In my opinion, there's going to be a round of applause for Lydia Jacoby. Team USA is resting on her shoulders. Big moment, but if we're being honest, Australia's charging and the veterans aren't showing up.
Mel, you are right about that. The young guns are firing just like they did at trials a month ago, but we have not seen the vets step up yet. And that concerns me. I'm worried that heading into the rest of this meet, we won't see our big dogs, our legends, perform in the way that we're used to seeing them swim. And that includes Caleb Dressel.
I'm thinking Popovici, 16, 144 tonight in the 200 free, and Kyle Chalmers is hovering in the back of my head, but we're only 3 days into this competition, and Team USA always seems to pull it out. I'm bullish on the rest of the week.
Listen, Mel, you were right about Australia charging, which brings us to our medal table. After day 3, US is still in the lead with 3 gold, 3 silver, and 6 bronze, but Australia is nipping at their heels with 3 gold, 1 silver, 3 bronze. Great Britain improves their standing with 2 gold, 1 silver, while Canada, 1 gold, 2 silver. Russian Olympic Committee breaks onto the table with 1 gold, 1 silver, while China is tied with Italy with a silver and a bronze. Africa makes its debut with 1 silver, and Brazil gets on the table with 1 bronze.
Stay tuned for Swim Swam's ongoing coverage. Tomorrow, we're bringing you more Olympic icons, more champions with insight. Tomorrow, we have Ricky Behrens helping us unpack the 200-meter freestyle. We also have Aaron Pearsall, who's going to give us his deep knowledge and perspective on the 100 backstroke. And also, Rebecca Soni. She can help us understand what's going through Lydia Jacoby's mind. Stay tuned.